This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 25, and this will be the first six lines. Erat, in Carnutibus, there was among the Carnutes, Tasgetius, a man named Targetius, just a Tasgetius, natus summo loco, born at the highest level. So he was of the most aristocratic stock. Cuius maiores, whose ancestors, obtinuerant, had held regnum, sovereign power, in sua civitate, in his state. Huic, to this one, caesar, Caesar, pro eius virtute atque in se bene volentia, for his bravery and kindness towards himself, towards Caesar, quote, in omnibus belles, because in all wars, fuerat usus, Caesar had employed his singulari opera, his extraordinary service, maiorum locum restituerat. Caesar had reestablished the place of his ancestors. So Caesar had restored Tasgetius to the power his ancestors had held, the sovereign power of the state. Let's see. Multis, you're going to kind of skip down a little bit. Multis paulam ex civitate auctoribus, with many from the state openly instigators. All right, it's a auctoribus, writers, authors, instigators. Inimici, enemies, interfigurunt, killed, regnantem, him ruling, so this is Tasgetius, killed Tasgetius, ruling, iam, now, tertium hunc annum, for this third year. Ea res, this affair, defertur, is reported, id caesarem, to Caesar. All right, so there was among the Carnutes a man named Tasgetius, born a very high rank, whose ancestors had held the sovereign power in his state. To him, Caesar had restored the position of his ancestors for his bravery and his kindness towards himself, because in all wars he had availed himself of his valuable services. He had employed his extraordinary service with many from the state openly instigators. Enemy killed, him ruling now for this third year. This affair is reported to Caesar. Okay, so from this little chunk here, you know, what did Caesar do for Tasgetius and why? You got to think about what obligations would Tasgetius have had towards Caesar as a result of Caesar's favor towards him. And why might Tasgetius's fellow citizens have resented him and considered him possibly a traitor to his own people? You can probably think of similar instances in more modern times when countries influence who becomes the leader of another country, and that sometimes upsets the people in that country. So we can make some comparison to some more modern thing. And, you know, did you know that the U.S. actually prohibits foreign countries from spending money in U.S. elections? Why? And how would you compare this prohibition of foreign interference to the situation that Caesar is describing here? All right, so that is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 25, Lines 1 to 6.